Baptist Church, and welcome all those on Facebook also. If you watched our service this morning, we had a little technical difficulty with the audio, and in case you're wondering, we sang My Country Tis of Thee and Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory. But no one got to hear that because of the technical difficulties. But we've got that fixed, and if everyone will stand, we're going to sing another patriotic song, America the Beautiful.
Let's pray. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your presence this evening, Lord, just to give you thanks for all the many blessings that you've given us. We thank you for the freedom that we enjoy, Lord, that we can come into your house to fellowship together, to worship, to praise you. And Lord, we just ask your blessings upon our service. Bless our pastor, Lord, as he brings our message this evening. And Lord, we pray for all those that in need in our fellowship this evening, Lord, and we pray that you will heal them according to your will. And Lord, may you be glorified in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good evening. It's good to see all of you tonight. Thankful that you came out. You smell Lysol? You smell, well, it's here. It is here. It is on every blue X and non-blue X in here. Tonight, we're going to be focusing on two scriptures. The first will be in Galatians chapter 5, just one verse. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 5 and 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I fed a double portion this morning, so you ain't going to get too much tonight, all right? You done had your big meal for today, so you got to fend for yourself the rest of the day. Y'all ever do that? Feed them one big meal and then say, for the rest of the day now. Y'all on your own now. You know, I'm only, as your parent, I'm only held accountable for one. No, it's been a good afternoon. Had some showers, nothing heavy, but just some light showers. It got dry real quick around here, didn't it? I know when you go down, not the kingdom, but what's the other one? Purchase. When you go through Purchase Ridge, that waterfall back there on the right, it's dried up right now. And Dry Creek is living up to its name right now. It's amazing how much rain we had, a month ago? And it was going over the driveway, and now it's... But that's our human nature, ain't it? We either got too much or too little, one or the other. As you're turning to 2 Corinthians 3 and Galatians 5, we just want to kind of remind you and do some praise reports and some announcements. Praise reports, we're thankful for Sister Katie's testimony this morning. Thankful for what God's doing there. We want to continue to pray for them. Also, with Sister Yvonne and her report of the man that's facing eternity, that accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. That's the most. If you notice this morning, I dropped a point. If you couldn't tell, remember I said there's two things that we can learn. I dropped one. I saw we was getting a little long, so I throwed it off. But what we just saw there is the first one was that Christ saw the necessity for truth. But then he also focused more on spiritual healing than he did the physical healing. You know, that we may at times have to meet the physical need, but it's to be able to minister to the spiritual need ultimately. That is our goal. We are not a charity, really. I mean, we are a people of Christ that seek to bring others to Christ by any means that we need to. What did Paul say? I become all things to all men that I might by any means win some. You know, and so that's our goal, you know. That's what we do. Thankful to, how many was it? 244? How many? How old is our... 244, America. Really, when you look at the whole of the picture, America is a very young nation, especially to have the prominence that it has on the globe. You know, many countries that are a whole lot older, I mean thousands of years, don't have the place in this world that America has, and it's only by the grace of God, and we'll talk about that tonight. Announcements-wise, do let people know that we are going to be having services at 6 o'clock weekly on Sunday nights now. We will make sure that the pews are sprayed down and have time to, you know, Lysol them and kill any germs that would be there. Lord willing, in the month of August, we're going to try to get back to having our monthly business meetings. Also, we're going to try to get back to our monthly deacon of the week. You know, you'll know the deacon by them coming up here and greeting you. I've just been kindly asking men and deacons to kindly lead us, trying to keep the leadership before the people, all that. And then next Sunday, the 12th, we're going to be recognizing and honoring specifically Thomas Village Baptist Church graduates, whether it be high school or college or so on. But we're also going to be recognizing the whole of Rye Cove graduating seniors, and we're going to try to make much of them. I read off a list of names this morning. The only one that we had left off that was Brother Dakota. We didn't have him on there. But if you'll go to the Facebook, our Facebook page this week, you'll see those names. But also what we're going to do, and I mentioned this, and if you get upset with me. It has been a different year for them. Specifically, you know, they didn't get to do a lot of things and all that. And usually what we would be doing next Sunday is we would be honoring them at a baccalaureate service. And then afterwards, we'd be having a meal, and then you would have an opportunity to bless them, whether it be through a card, a hug, or anything like that. Well, we're not able to do that right now, but I have recommended, and we're going to try to do it, that we're going to try to have a box or a basket or something up here, maybe even just a piece of paper with their name on it and whatever. But if you have a card for them, a word of encouragement, that you can come and just lay that to them, and then after Sunday morning service, they'll be able to receive that and be a part of that. We're going to try to be with y'all, Lord willing. Me and Amy is going to try to go. But any other announcements, Brother Otis, Brother Johnny, that I may have forgot, Brother Ken? All right. In the way of our corona numbers, now I've laid off of them for a little while for y'all, so y'all got to bear with me now. Nationally right now, total number that have been infected is 2,970,604. Nationally, there's been 132,521. In the state of Virginia, we've seen infected 65,748 with 1,853 deaths. But here's some good news. Nationally, as of today at 5 o'clock, there has been 1,280,758 that have recovered. Active cases right now is 1,557,325. So we're gaining on that number and probably are already pretty close to having as many recovered as are sick right now. We are seeing the number spike. What's funny is being contributed to the opening up of phases, the going to the beaches, the presidential things and conventions and stuff like that, but nobody has been infected due to rioting. Isn't that amazing? This is amazing. But it's funny how 3 weeks after it is the number starts growing. It's just mind-blowing, you know. It's amazing how things work sometimes. Also, I think they're doing a lot more testing right now, and they've got it honed in. They're knowing what they're doing. But the mortality rate is still right at 1%, and the doctors are figuring out how to fight it now. You know, you can look at the numbers and see that. And so, even though we are seeing a spike, we can give praise in the midst of it because you still can see God's hand at work and moving and doing a lot. In the way of prayer needs tonight, number one, the lost. Always want to be praying that God continues to save souls, and He is. That's what He does. He calls, He secures, and then He keeps all of us that come to Him by faith. We want to pray for the backslidden. We want to pray for marriages. Right now, I've got 3 marriages in October. I've only got 1 Saturday. I won't be doing a wedding right now. That's now. It could be filled up. When's the month that people usually get married? June? Something like that? They've just pushed it up now. They pushed it to October. October is the new June. We want to pray for those that are depressed, and there are many that suffer with depression. We see, especially in what we're going through right now, the isolation is tough on people. I want to pray for them. Continue to pray for Brother Tommy Tester. Has anybody heard from Brother Tommy today? No news is good news. I do know that. I was surprised that they didn't keep him. They let him go home that day, and I talked with him the next morning, and he's, is he? Hello, Brother Tommy. We love you, man. We miss you. Keep mending up. Want to continue to pray for Sister Jeanette Carter. Lift her up and her youngins as they're trying to figure some things out right now. Brother Kent Smith, how is he doing, y'all? Amen. Amen. When was his birthday? 25th. Want to continue to pray for Nicholas Patrick. This is a 16-year-old boy that's battling leukemia. Also, let's pray for Sister Catherine Ward. She's either en route, arrived, or arriving. She has arrived, and she's meeting with a specialist this week to see what's going on and what needs to be done. So we want to continue to pray for her. A lot of people traveling right now. We want to pray for them and keep them safe. Also, I've got a lot more names, but they're having to start making decisions. August is coming quick, and they're having to make decisions on how school will be done. And so just continue to pray for them. I mean, they're talking about the children going to have to wear masks. Can you imagine teaching kindergarten through third or fifth grade, trying to make them wear their masks? You have to sew them to their faces. That's about all you could do there. Continue to pray for Brother Wayne. It was good to see him. We did go out and eat a hamburger. He didn't down it as fast. I don't know if it wasn't as good or if he's not up to it, but he's coming around. He did eat it. I will say that. He did eat it. Continue to lift up Nolan Hensley. Good reports there. Gina Franks, I want to continue to pray for her and the family. Mary Snodgrass, Sheila Stanley, JC and Derek Osborne with the unborn triplets. You remember I told you that the doctors had said they were concerned about triplet B and triplet C having the Edwards disease. Well, they've looked again, and triplet B seems to show no signs whatsoever of it. And then triplet C, while they can't be certain the way it's acting, it's saying that it does not have the syndrome. So continue to pray there and lift them up. She's about midway through right now, so pray for her. Sister Cindy Osborne, as we told you Wednesday night, she did get her report back. She does not have bone marrow cancer. Everything was not positive, but that was the number one on the list. She does need our prayer. There's some issues with the bone marrow, but the number one was awesome. So we're thankful for that. Remember Faye Hill, Ruth Roten. We talked to her. Her daughter was concerned and had to have tests. She's a frontline worker for corona, and she come back negative, and she called us last Sunday night. We spoke with her this week. Also, Paul and Becky Hayes, they had the coronavirus, but as I know of right now, that they're doing very well. You probably won't hear their name much anymore. Let's continue to pray. Levi Lenz, Donnie Fields, good news there. Praise God for that. Sister Hazel Stanley, Sister Peggy Stanley, Sister Alma Bowen, Sister Lottie Johnson, Brother Jay, and Sister Ruby. Sister Phyllis and Brother Hoyt, let's continue to pray for Miss Liza Fletcher. Then Sister Henrietta Roach, this is Brother Keith's mother. Beginning last week, they began staying with her 24 hours a day. And so basically, Brother Keith and his siblings are having to, every 4 to 5 days, one is spending the night there. So continue to pray with them. Brother Bobby and Sister June Jesse, just as the years come up, they have time on the body and on the mind, and we want to continue to pray for them. Sister Margaret and Brother Chip, Miss Wilma Jean Tomlinson, Miss Wilma Williams, Miss Linda Jackson, John and Charmaine Shoup, Ryan Luke, and then Brother, I cannot say, Brother Johnny, that last name. Y'all heard that. I got it wrote down on my desk. I say, yeah, that's right. I say, that one right there. That one right there, Lord. And then we want to pray for the upcoming elections and all that's going on there. Pray for our government officials, everything that we see in our country. And we need to give praise to the Lord that we do see some dying down going on, and thankful for that, that level heads are starting to come out. But there's always something to work on. You know, we're never perfect, whether that's as an individual, as a church, or as a nation. There's things that we need to improve, and by no means is America perfect. But I wouldn't want to be any other nationality than what I am. I am, as Lee Greenwood would say, he's made a living off of I'm proud to be an American, and I am. Any other prayer needs tonight? Pray for my legs. If y'all ain't seen them, they bad. Thank God for... You don't want to see these legs, sister. I promise you that. You don't want to see these. I told somebody that my legs aren't white, they're translucent. You just see right through them rascals, buddy. See right through them. But she's not losing it no more.
No,
praise the Lord. Did she? Thank you for bringing that up, and we will. Also, Daddy did have his second iron infusion this week. It's not kicked in like it usually does, you know, but they did say it could take some time there. They'll probably be in sometime middle of the month, end of July, middle of July to the end of July. So pray for them as they travel. Jamie will be on the road sometime this week. He says tomorrow. I'm saying Tuesday. So we'll see. Jamie, and that's right. That's right. See? Anyone else?
Cleveland Sexton.
Cleveland Sexton. Anyone else?
James Tramp.
James Tramp. Yeah, they got mauled by the Great Dane. Brother Otis, do you mind coming and leading us in a prayer over these requests? Anyone else, as Brother Otis is coming? Sister Donna, it's good to have her, but we know that her foot is still in need of healings. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? Brother Otis, he's taking a pencil now.
I'm taking names. Seriously. What I write down, seriously, those that are lost. We should be more serious about them than probably anything else.
And praise report, I just want to say we had a wonderful spirit in here this morning. It was a spirit of worship and thankfulness, while at the same time it was a spirit of challenge, you know, to be a witness. But also, I'm excited about our future because since we've started gathering together again, and people have said this, there's been something different about our services. And I think what the main thing is that people are hungry for the Word of God. And that makes a big difference. When you're hungry, it tastes a whole lot better when you get to the table. And even a bad preacher sounds better when you come to church, especially to
be fed. I mean, that's just the way it is. The more we hunger, the better it's going to taste. So, I give God the praise for that.
We have Carmen Shoup and John on there, and I spoke with their son this morning, today after church. And he said Carmen had the surgery, and she's doing real well. And John's doing better, and we're thankful for that. And we just got to be able to talk for a short while, but it's good when you get to talk to people that know the Lord in it and that want to hear and are interested in it. But we're just so thankful that John and Carmen are doing better. Many others on our prayer list. Continue to pray for my sister. She's going on 2 years now with back problems. She's had some different procedures. She's been to the Mayo Clinic. She's been to the specialist in Kingsport, a specialist at Mayo Center in Florida, and she still has back problems. And we've talked, and I told her that sometimes doctors can't heal you. Only the Lord can heal you. And sometimes He only heals you when you get taken away from this world. That's a great healing. Some people suffer so much through life. Our brother-in-law is suffering with cancer, and many others are. So just continue to pray for them. Sometimes there's not healing. If you could be healed of everything that ails you all your life, there wouldn't be a funeral home open anywhere. But if you had a hospital full of doctors and you're sick enough, they can't heal you. You're going to die. I've read this book, and it says, not this book, yeah, it's a Bible, okay. Yeah. I've read this book, and it says, once appointed unto mankind, people, boys, girls, women, men, to die, and after the death, the judgment. So we are praying for the lost that are going to stand in judgment, and let's do that as we pray tonight.
And also, as you mentioned, Ms. Liza and her back, let's remember Sister Melissa's mama and her back. She had that surgery 2 weeks ago, but still having a lot of issues.
Wilma Daniels?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any others? Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the beauty in the day. It's your day you gave us. And we just ask you to continue to bless us through this service. Bless our pastor as he stands and teaches. May it be exactly what we need to hear. May we take it and apply it to our hearts. Apply it to us first, and then go forth to other people and tell them the good news that Jesus Christ is alive and well, that He's our Savior. He died for our sins. He's ascended to heaven. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. He's interceding for my sins and your sins and all sins for those who call upon His name. And Father, we just thank you for that great plan of salvation. We know it's from you, God, because who else could have thought it up? Who else could have carried it out? Who else could have completed it? And we're just thankful for that. Lord, we're thankful for each one here tonight. We miss those that aren't able to be here. We pray for those who can't come because of health issues. We just pray, Lord, that this virus will be arrested and that you'll get credit. Yes, Lord, you get credit. Not the mayor of New York City, but you, Lord. And we just thank you for hearing our prayers. We ask you to be with our church family members and our Facebook friends who are watching. And most of all, we just thank you for loving us another day and continue to watch over us and keep us, not for our goodness, but because of our love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Otis. Also, it is good to be with you on Facebook tonight. And thankful when you make the time, whether it be now, live, or if it be sometime during the week that you're able to get to be with us. We're still thankful that you take the time and allow us to have a part of your life and a part of your spiritual growth. We do ask that if you would to share the videos, just because we pray as a church, Thomas Village Baptist Church, as you're turning to Galatians 5 and 2 Corinthians 3. We pray as a church, and as a pastor specifically, I pray that, like in the prayer of Jabez, that the Lord increase our borders, meaning that He widen the area of our influence for His kingdom. And yes, we want it to be a physical boundary. We want to be able to minister to more and more people around us, but also over the airwaves through the internet and whatever may come. My daughter and son have challenged us to get on not Facebook, what, Snapchat now. They're wanting us to whatever those things are. But that's what they know. I mean, that's what the next generation is in. That's what they're a part of. And so if you're going to continue to be relevant, you have to meet where they're at. And so be praying about that. So share it. And if you don't like it, don't share it. But if it blesses you, then let it bless someone else. I told you when I came in as pastor that I'll give you what the Lord gives me. And if that be a big old buffet, I'll give you the buffet. But if it be five loaves and two fishes, I'm going to give you the five loaves and two fishes, and we'll just take it as it comes. So tonight I want us to look at two verses, and then I'm just going to tell you why two specific instances in American history that make me proud to be an American, and that makes me proud to be linked to the men and women of our country. Then if you'd like to give a popcorn testimony or something, you can do that as well. But in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, it says this. I have on Sunday mornings, I have about three different preachers, my preachers, you know. They text me. My daddy texts me, another preacher friend texts me, and then Brother Travis Engel, basically our area missionary for our convention, state convention, the Southern Baptist Conservatives of Virginia. And this morning, these are the two verses he sent me, and they just kindly blessed me this morning. And then this afternoon, I was praying and going through some, I had to make some phone calls, and these verses popped back up, and I just was going to share them with you. The first one here is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It says, for freedom, meaning for this purpose, this is the reason, that so we would be free. The word freedom here means to have liberty, to be released, or to be unbound from shackles. For freedom, Christ set us free. Stand firm then, and do not submit again to the yoke of slavery. Or don't allow yourself to be brought back into bondage. And that has been taught all through Scripture. As a nation, when we broke away from Great Britain, England, the reason we did it is because basically we were working for them. We were supplying them with goods and things like that, but we're paying taxes, but yet we had no say in the laws that governed us. And you know the old phrase that we're taught in school, no taxation with what? Without representation. And that was the fight. And so when we, and you know the name of that war is the battle for our independence. And so we wanted to be an autonomous nation. We wanted to govern ourselves. And when the next verse, and I'll go ahead and read it to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says this. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And you remember, when we go back and we look at our historical record, no matter how much they want to change things, this country has been founded on the reality and the truth found in Judeo-Christian ethics. Even if they weren't saved, even if they were not followers of Christ, when you read in the Declaration of Independence, it begins that all men are created equal.
And yes, I know that when they wrote it at that time, they didn't consider this one to be a man, or they didn't consider a woman to be as valuable as a man or whatever. But they wrote it so widely that they recognized that they may be wrong in some areas. And so they wrote it so widely that it was could still encompass the truth. That all men have been created in the image of God. And therefore, every living human being has a value, an intrinsic value to themselves. No matter who they are, what they are, at the moment of life, conception, there's value. If nothing else, for two reasons. One, because God created it in His image. He or she, the baby girl, baby boy. And number two, for potential value. There's potential. We don't know. We don't know what that child may be. We don't know what Ken might grow up to be one day. But I think that we're at a place right now, and a lot of it we did because we wanted to feel protected. We've given up some of our rights. We've given up some of our individuality. I was told today that other countries, and don't think we're far from it, but other countries during the time of this coronavirus, they could track you. And if you weren't in your quote-unquote zone, then they would fine you or put you in jail. Folks, we're not far from that in America right now. When they tell you bloated on your Facebook, and when you get too close to somebody, it's going to sound off or whatever, and then you'd have to be quarantined for 14 days. We ain't far from it. But we're in danger of allowing ourselves to go back to bondage. We're in danger of ourselves. It happens. What happens to the bears in the national parks when humans feed them? They quit fending for themselves. They lose that ability and become dependent or slaves to the humans who's feeding them. And that we're close to that in our country right now. The ruling class compared to the receiving class. And again, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Remember, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian ethics. If you want to correctly interpret the constitutions and really any of our founding fathers' documents, it has to be viewed through the light of this book. And this is a Bible. It's just got a hard back on it. And so, again, we don't know when the wrath of God's going to come. We know it's coming. We don't know when God's judgment will fall. We don't know when Christ is going to return. We don't really have a hand in any of that. But what we do have a hand in is the direction of our nation from this time until He comes. And if our country is going to come back to the Lord, it's going to be because Christians get noisy. If we make much, not about issues, which we need, there's some things we need to stand up for. We need to stand up for the lives of those that can't protect themselves, whether it be in the womb or in the nursing home. But we need to make much of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I forgot to tell y'all this morning, but if you hadn't heard it this week, nobody loves you like Jesus. Nobody's done so much for you as Jesus. And if you'll let Him today, He'll do even greater things than you could ever imagine in your life. And so again, I think as we look at our country and we see not just that our liberties are beginning to fade, but also we see chaos and rebellion. We see the Spirit of the Lord that brings peace, joy, but also what? Freedom. We see it ushered out. And we see the spirit of Antichrist moving. But again, we're still the light on a hill. That's what. When they came over, the ones that were in Jamestown, and then also the later ones that came, what, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. I paid attention in my history class, Brother Otis. They looked, and as they were coming in off the coast, one of the founding fathers said that God gave him a vision and reminded him of that verse, that a city set on a hill cannot be hid, and that God desired to make America that city on a hill. Isn't that awesome? That's our heritage. That's our founding fathers. All right, two instances that make me proud to be an American. How many of you know this, what this is? Operation Neptune. The next one you're going to know, D-Day. Operation Neptune is the name for the landing at Normandy. D-Day, I always wondered what that meant. It just means the day. It was a title given to any type of day that was a specific field operation. That field operation being Operation Neptune or the landing at Normandy. When it did that. And basically, if you don't know history, I love watching things like World War II in color and watching the what's this movie, 1917, that movie's come out recently. I like the history networks and the ID networks. But basically what the landing at Normandy or D-Day was, it was the beginning of the end for Hitler and the Nazis, Japan and Italy. The axis of evil, I guess you might say there. But that day, when you watch it and you're seeing them land on the beach, one, the waters is as rough as they could have been. I mean, they were just bounding and bouncing and stuff like that. If you remember seeing in the water as they would come, there would be these big old spur-looking I-beams that was out there in the water. Well, those had bombs on them. And any time those landing crafts would hit them, it would blow it away. So many of those men never even made it to the beach. And then when you did make it to the beach, I've listened to them. And Brother Scott Gerald's grandfather, D. Gerald, he was an airborne ranger. And he parachuted in to over there. And they don't like to talk about it. It wasn't fun. Not only were you watching your friends die, but in the name of liberty, you were having to take lives. But this number is not going to sound like a lot because we live in a different time. But on that one day, D-Day, Operation Neptune, the landing of Normandy, America had 2,501 casualties in that day. And over 2,000 of them happened on Omaha Beach. And basically, the first ones that went in were just target practice. I mean, what they did was just overflooded them with manpower. And they were young boys. These were young boys. But yet, they went back to December, 15th? And they remembered their fellow Americans being ambushed, cowardly attacked at Pearl Harbor. And they went in there and willingly laid their life down to put down evil. I mean, when you think about all that was going on then, it just wasn't about America being attacked. You had Israel. You had the Jews being massacred. Men and women being uprooted out of their homes just because one race thought they were above the rest of the races and that the rest of the races didn't have the right to live. Those are some awesome men and women right there. They're called the greatest generation. And we need to recognize them. We don't have that many left. And they're an awesome, awesome people. And that makes me proud to be an American. A lot of time I don't like to link my Christianity with American. And the reason is because I think you can get it faded sometimes. That if you're an American, you're a Christian then. No. But I am proud to be an American. The next one is this. Many of you might know this one. American Airlines Flight 93. Remember that one? September 11th, 2001. Three planes had already been hijacked. Two of them had been flown into the Twin Towers. They fell. Another one had been hijacked and flew it into the Pentagon. And then four Islamic terrorists, just as the other 12 had done, took over a plane that was American Airlines Flight 93. They hijacked this Boeing 757 in hopes of crashing it into the White House. And think about it. We had already seen an attack on our land that we had never seen before. The head or the emblem of our military strength had been wounded. What if they'd have made it to the Capitol building? May not have killed our president. May not have. He was in Florida. But you know what? We'd have probably lost a lot of government officials. And can you imagine the terror? How much the terror would have increased if our leaders would have been killed as well. But in the midst of that, the crew and the passengers of Flight 93 recognized what was going on. And while some were making phone calls, calling their families, telling them, I'm not going to see you again. I love you. But what's going on is bigger than us. They rose up and took the plane back. And 20 minutes from the national capital in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, it landed upside down in a field and all 40 died. That's some awesome people right there. An amazing people. And I know we got a lot going on in our country. I do. And I don't like it. But that's the type of people that are Americans. Not what we see on the CNN and Fox, the talking heads fussing at each other, but people of every belief, every state in the Union can come together on a plane and say we're willing to die for our country. And if we're going to be the America that we want to be, then we may not have to take over a terrorist plane, but we've got to have that type of commitment to Christ Jesus and seeing Him once again become number one in our country. Because remember what it says? Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, what is there? There is freedom. And for freedom, Christ has set us free. So we have to stand firm and not submit again to the yoke of slavery. So this Independence Day, think about what makes you proud to be an American. People who make you proud to be an American. I think about some of our presidents. Some of them, I wouldn't want to claim them. You know, I know that ain't my president. But then there's other ones that, I mean, just blow your mind how awesome they were. And so, as we wrap up this weekend and celebrating our independence, let's do it by declaring our dependence on the Spirit of freedom, which is the Spirit of a living God. All right, that's all I have tonight. Anybody else got a thought about independence?
Mm-hmm. And so he prayed. And so he finally, God spoke to his heart and said, this is why I'm in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So my children would be
living too. Amen.
And then God gave him that peace for what he'd already been through. So his grandbaby, to share God's word.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Amen. 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 Exactly. I seen one business owner, and she was weeping outside her business because they had took down the boards, you know. I mean, they took them down and went in there. And she was saying, and you saying that you're doing this because black lives matter. And she was a black woman. She said, well, this one black life didn't matter. And then there was another woman that was out cleaning up a store. And someone come in and put a gun to her head to loot. And she just quit. And that was another one saying, you're saying it's about Black Lives Mattering, but my life didn't matter to you in that moment. You know, and then we've got white folks that is taking advantage of the situation. This out there, just this Antifa mess and all that. See, what we see on TV is what they want us to be. Not at all. Amen. Amen. It is. But, and like you said, you use the word ignorance. It is scary, but at the same time, just overwhelming that people are as ignorant as they are. I mean, you sit there and you watch them on TV and you're like, do you really, is that really your mental state? I mean, it just blows. But common sense is no longer a given thing in our country. And a lot of it was lost when we moved out the country. I mean, when we moved from the farms and we moved from a lot of stuff was explained through life when you lived in the farm. You know what I mean? It just happened in life, and you just, it's the way it was. All right, anyone else? All right, I'm going to ask my best friend. Well, Amy's my best friend, but I'm going to ask my best friend from high school, Jamie Taylor, to come up here and close us out in a word of prayer tonight.
Thursday. If y'all need me tomorrow, I'm going to be at my house with some shorty shorts on. My Daisy Dukes, I'm going to have my Daisy Dukes on tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to have on about 10 minutes.
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you, Lord. Just thank you for today, Father, Lord. Just thank you for your love, your mercy, Lord, you put upon us, Lord. Just thank you for this message, Lord, that we hear, and the one from this morning, Father, Lord. Lord, we just pray for all the ones that are sick, Lord, that you just be with them. You know each and every need, Father, Lord, and you got your hands in it all, Father. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you just, what we talked about tonight, as we go through the week, Lord, that we just, show you your love, Father, Lord. Let your love just run through us, Father, Lord. Lord, and just thank you, Lord, for what you do in our lives, Lord. Lord, that you just bless us so much, Father, Lord. Lord, and just as we just go through the week, Lord, we just remember you and just be focused and go out and do good things, Father, Lord. Lord, we pray all these things in that wonderful Son, Jesus' name.
Amen.